Hi, Brian Johnson here, Assistant Chair of the Humanitarian Aid Committee, the LLC's committee, where we work hand in hand with the Mission Board. Today, we're discuss humanitarian aid in general sense. I've got Wendy here and Jennifer. Wendy, what do you do? Where are you from?
So I'm Wendy Simonson. I live in Saskatoon, and I am a registered nurse, and I work with a pediatric neurology clinic.
Interesting. How about you, Jennifer?
So I'm a pediatric occupational therapist, and I work with children in schools and in homes.
All right. Wendy, how long have you been serving on the humanitarian committee, and what's your like responsibility?
So I've been on the committee since 2020, and I am the secretary. And then I guess Jennifer and I did a little bit of policy work too, and within the last couple of years, so I'm revamping some of the humanitarian aid policies. So that was a little bit of extra work that we did.
Okay. How about you, Jennifer? What's your...
My role? Yeah. So I've also worked with Wendy on some of those policies. And then recently I've been asked to do the fundraising. So I helped out a little bit with the winter services, worked together with the OPISTO group. And then we just coordinated candied sale there. But now for this year's services, Wendy is doing it because I was doing tickled sales. So.
Mm-hmm. So how's it done? What do you think of the serving on this, where you've been asked to serve in this part of the work of God's kingdom?
Yeah, it's gone well. It's gone quickly. Like, it's already been 5 years since I've been on the committee. And yeah, it's interesting work. And, you know, the things that you're doing benefit people who maybe don't have as much as we do in North America. So it seems to be valuable to them, the work that we're able to do and help them with finances and, you know, more in terms of medical and whatever all we do.
Sure. How about you, Jennifer? How have you viewed the committee, and how's it gone for you serving in this capacity?
Yeah, it's been great. It's gone well. I think I've appreciated just getting to know some of the other committee members. So it's been fun to connect, and also just same thing that Wendy said. It's nice to know what kind of a need there is and know that there's funds available to help.
Mm-hmm. I see it's kind of amazing how you're in Canada. Some of us are in Minnesota. We have one of our members in Washington State, but yet the work goes forward. We get it done, and we have committee meetings every once a month. Yeah, it's been, as far as my point of view, is a very unifying to work in this type of work that you've been all called to do. Have you ever been to one of these foreign countries that we serve, or continent, Africa? Have you ever been there, and then have you seen some of the results of this type of work?
So I've been to Africa 2 times. I went in 2019 with my sister and brother. And then also I went in 2023 with a group of friends. Both of those trips, it was like more visiting and friends. So like I wasn't focusing on the humanitarian aid work. It was more of like a visiting trip. But yeah, I think just with the facilities there, and like you can see how believers have helped. Believers from North America have helped get congregations established and, yeah, helping with setup and, yeah.
Okay. Wendy, have you had the opportunity to...
So, yeah, years ago in 2002, I went to Ecuador. I don't actually know when the humanitarian aid work started. I think it was prior to that, but I don't recall specifically thinking about what was going on with humanitarian aid work, but it was nice to meet those believers there. And in the time I've been on the humanitarian aid committee now, we've helped some of the believers that I met. So that's been quite gratifying to know the people and realize, okay, we're able to help this family, you know, with some medical need, or often it's the medical needs.
You both have mentioned that the North American believers have helped contribute, and we really appreciate that, because we need funds to continue helping those who need help. So we really appreciate that. Any last words?
Yeah, so even at the summer services here now in 2025, the donations that have come in for the crafts have been quite amazing. Like, the support is really there. People are giving their hearts to do the work and to craft for us so we can sell and build funds to support the believers in those countries. So that's really nice to see.
Sure.